On some weeks, it's almost reassuring to read how international capitals can sometimes seem less like empire cities and more like Mayberry. District of Columbia Police Chief Charles Ramsey returned from a counterterrorism conference in Scotland late one night this week, where he'd reassured the assembled about how the nation's capital is prepared to face international terrorism. He woke up in the morning back in Washington, D.C. to discover that his car had been stolen. His official car, a long, unmarked black Crown Victoria. Chief Ramsey said there was nothing of real value in the car, but according to reports, the chief's police radio was mounted under the dashboard and his riot gear was packed in the trunk, which sound like really neat souvenirs for someone. The D.C. Police Union pointed out that a regular officer would be suspended for allowing his riot gear to fall into the hands of criminals. Chief Ramsey said he'd like the public to know that car thefts in the District of Columbia are actually down 15% this year, but apparently there's room for improvement. And this week, a group in New York City tried to erect the world's largest popsicle. The Snapple Beverage people froze 17.5 tons of their new kiwi strawberry Snapple on ice, stuck a timber in it, and tried to raise it upright in Union Square. All the things there are to do in New York, and they try to make a great big old popsicle. Well, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. But it was 80 degrees outside, and the 25-foot-long popsicle began to melt. Ice does that in June. Maybe the popsicle erector suddenly understood why the reigning world record holder set their record in Amsterdam in the fall. The Snapple-sickle got all gooey and slushy, then slurpy and slippery. Kiwi's strawberry pink goo began to surge through the streets of Lower Manhattan. Hardened New Yorkers who rather think they've seen it all began to slip and slide in fragrant pink puddles. Eek! Eek! Kiwi slime! The fire department was called out to close off streets. We just didn't expect for this to happen so fast, said a Snapple spokeswoman, sounding like just another meek, overmatched bureaucrat. Then the police department put out a radio call that sounds utterly rare in the annals of law enforcement. All units, giant popsicle being displayed by Snapple has melted in the heat and sun and spilled over 17th Street. NYFD on scene attempting to wash down the roadway. Sticky goo all over the area.